So when you've gone up the river, you know, there's a lot of old village sites up there and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you feel any connection to the river because of your family having been from Wrangell?
No. Well, I did through my husband and my kids, mm-hmm. you know, because they go up there a lot mm-hmm. and they hunt up there. And my two sons, they've grown, they grew up being around the river. Right. They went with my husband more than I did. He worked up for the Forest Service, mm-hmm. so he spent time up there. And one year he took our son that was Chuck, he's the oldest son, and took him up there. And he ran his own boat. I don't know if I told you that. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband would go up there for 10 days at a time, and then he agreed to, they had a program, and I can't remember now what they called it, but they had a program for the youth, and the Forest Service would have my husband take up 3 to 4 kids when he'd go up there and work on the cabins, mm-hmm. or work on a project, clearing trails and stuff like that, and these kids would get paid to do it.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. And my husband would take them along, and he'd cook for them, and, you know, mm-hmm. and he would be their boss and tell them what to do and how to do work. And they let my son go up, but he had to go in his own boat. And he had to...
Because the other boat was full?
Or? No, because he couldn't be a part of the group, but he had his own little Boston Whaler.
Oh.
So he wasn't really... He worked with the kids and stuff, and the kids were... At one time, asked my husband about Chuck getting special privileges and stuff like that. And he said, he's not getting any special privileges. He said, he's here... because he wants to learn, mm-hmm. but he wasn't getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
He wasn't getting paid like the rest of the kids were. He was just there learning, and so then they start treating him differently then, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I feel a connection through them because they, you know, went
right.
up there a lot.
So the connection is more modern than it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, ancestral.
Yeah, right. And if you go up there, you'll see, I don't know if it's a plaque, but it has a story about who built the cabin and mm-hmm. stuff and have my husband's name.
Oh, neat. Mm-hmm. Is it a Forest Service cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Or? Okay. And you guys have your own cabin up there?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We should go up sometime.
Well, we don't... Yeah. We don't have a cabin, but we have a tent frame. We had a cabin, mm-hmm. more or less, but they don't allow you to have... You know, they lease the property, mm-hmm. but if they build a cabin, they'd have to take it down. They have to take it down every year.
Oh.
And so what they do is they put up a tent frame,
mm-hmm.
and they cover it with bisqueen and tarp and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they have to take it down every year.
Mm-hmm.
So one son wants to build a float house, so they don't have to
take it
down.
And break
yeah,
down. Oh, wow.
'Cause it gets to be a pain and. And, a lot of times, you know, you think, oh, we'll come back and do it, and then the weather gets bad and you don't, you've got to get up there and take it down because then the Forest Service will just take it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not take it down so you could use the material. Again, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And you haven't seen frogs up there when you've been traveling on the river.
No. No. I went up there with Tammy when they went up there for the fish camp.
Oh, on Farm Island?
Not last year, but the year before. Mm-hmm. I'd sure like to go up there again this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to be able to do that mm-hmm. this year, but I think her mom and dad go up there. I probably could go up with them.
Neat. I'm actually going to go up in May.
Are you?
In late May. Yeah, we're going up to the hot springs and to Twin Lakes and a few of the different areas that were sampled before for mm-hmm. frogs, just to look to see if they're there or not. So, mm-hmm. yeah. I've never been mm-hmm. on the river yet, so.
I'll be.
It should be fun.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah.